Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You ever say to yourself something like this?
Gee, I wanted to go to that affair tonight, but with this headache, I just wouldn't enjoy myself.
And then sometimes you wonder,
why should I let this headache keep me from having a good time?
I can answer that. You shouldn't. Instead, simply drop one or two tablets of Speedy Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water, like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink that wonderful relief-giving solution. In a little while, you're amazed at how good you feel. Try Alka-Seltzer next time a headache keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you. I think you'll like it better than anything you've ever used before. And it's pleasant to take, too. Speedy Alka-Seltzer. Sold at drugstores everywhere.
Mrs. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista is talking to a neighbor, Mr. Wimple. Mr. Wimple brought with him a large, friendly dog and a long tail of wool.
You say Mrs. Wimple wouldn't let you keep him at all, huh?
Oh, she was simply furious, Mrs. McGee. Wallace, she said, get that mangy mud off my sofa and out of this house this instant.
Oh, dear.
Imagine calling a beautiful thoroughbred boxer great animal like this, a mutt.
Well, he is a pretty dog, all right. Just followed you home, you say, huh?
Yes, from downtown. Didn't you spot old boy? Dogs have a habit of doing that, Mrs. McGee. I guess they realize we both lead the same kind of life. Right, Spot?
I can see why you call him Spot, all right. He's all spots. That's a Dalmatian, Mr. Wimple, a coach dog, and I think I know who he belongs to.
You do? Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. He's Mr. Harkin's dog. He's a retired fire chief. Lives over near the engine house on State Street.
Well, I'm glad to know old Spot has a home. I don't know how I'll get him way over there without a car.
Well, now look, McGee and I'll take him home.
Oh, would you?
Sure, you just leave him here. And as soon as McGee gets back with the car, we'll take Spot home to Mr. Harkins.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Mrs. McGee. Well, Spot, old boy, I guess this is goodbye. The next time a stray dog follows me home before I drag him three blocks by the collar and then carry him the rest of the way, I'm going to make sure I can keep him. Well, goodbye, Spot, and thank you, Mrs. McGee.
Bye. Poor Mr. Wimple, he does have a time. Now, Spot, you sit right there. My husband is pulling in the driveway right now, and we'll get your master on the phone and tell him he can take the light out of the window. His best friend is coming home. That's the house there, McGee. 1712 State Street.
Okay. Come on. I'll be glad to get rid of this hound.
Come on, Spot. Let's go home.
He's been breathing down the back of my neck all the way over here. He breathes so wet, too.
Well, Mr. Harkins will be delighted to see him.
I hope so.
Talked to him on the phone, and he said this is about the 10th time this dog has run away. Ring the bell, will you?
Okay.
Said he just tied him up with a new chain this morning out in the backyard, and he didn't even know the dog was gone till I...
Oh, hi, Mr. Harkins.
I do. You the folks at phone?
Yes, and here he is. Here's your dog.
Down, boy, down. Get that monster off of me.
Huh? My gosh, you don't seem very happy to see him.
Because he's not my dog, young fella.
What? You said on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry you went to all the trouble, young lady, but after I talked to you, I took a look out in the yard. Here. You see him back there? Still tied to his doghouse?
Wolf. Oh, my God!
Heavenly days, that's a big one.
Well,
I thought
you folks bother. I appreciate it anyhow. Gotta get back inside now. It's chilly out here. Bye.
Yeah, but Mr. Harkins, we... Oh, fine. Well, now what? This was all your idea, Molly. I had nothing to do with this one. What are we going to do now?
Well, now don't rush me, McGee. I'll think of something, I hope. Come on, Spot. You too, dearie.
Oh, thanks.
Let's go home and figure out what to do.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You can't look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated and leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
But Mrs. Spradley, he's a beautiful animal. Well-behaved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. Well, thanks anyway. Bye.
She didn't want him to either, huh?
No, I'm afraid not. And she had 6 very good reasons, too.
6?
Her Persian cat just had kittens.
Oh. Well, Dad Rabbit, what do we do now? Old Lady Spradley was the last one on our list of prospective dog owners.
Now, don't get panicky, dearie. I'm sure someone will want this nice, cute, well-behaved little dog. Look out, here he comes again. He's got your slipper this time.
Oh, I've had just about enough of this nonsense. Come here, you mutt. Give me that slipper back.
Watch it, Mommy.
You don't scare me, you big bluff. Now, you listen to me. Either you give me back that slipper or... Molly, make him give me back my slipper. That's my only pair.
Okay, I'll take care of it, dearie. Come on now. Be a good little boy. Sit over here. Not you, McGee. I'm talking to the dog.
Oh. Well, he isn't going to do it if you're nice to him. You got to show that guy who's boss.
No, you don't. Now, you watch here. Spot, you and I are friends, aren't we? And I'm going to take this slipper out of your mouth and you're going to let go, aren't you? Come on now. That's it. Come on now. Come on, boy. Let go of that slipper, you mutt, before I... That's better. Here you are, McGee.
Thanks. And we've gone far enough with this pest. This dad rat a dog was Wimple's problem in the first place, and by gosh, Wimp can take it from here. I'm going to phone him right now and get him over here.
Oh, look at him. He must have heard you.
Well, for the... Hey, let go of that! Hey, come back here with that phone. You're getting out of this house. Hey, grab that phone, Molly. Head him off. This is the silliest mess I... Hey, come back here with that phone. Ah, boy. Sure nice and peaceful around here since Wimp came and took that dad-ratted stray dog out of our hair. Hand me the rest of the paper there, will you?
Here you are. Well, I better get started on dinner, I guess. It's almost 5.
Well, I'll just sit here and relax and enjoy. Oh, my gosh!
What's the matter? What is it? Oh. Don't just sit there with your eyes popped out. McGee, say something.
Look at that. Look at that on the front page.
Where? Goodness sakes, the dog. The dog Mr. Wimple found.
That's him.
Belongs to that rich Mr. What? $100 reward? Oh. Heavenly day. Somebody ought to find Mr. Wimple and tell him before he gives the dog away. Good luck, McGee. Oh, dear, I hope he took his coat with him because he won't come back till he finds that.
Dad rat, luck anyhow. Here, Spot. Here, Wimp. Here, Wally. Here, Wimp. Here, Spot. All a dirty luck. Neither one of them anywhere. Oh, I'm bushed. Traced them from our house to Doc Gamble's office, to the Elks Club. Then they vanished. Where the heck could they have...
Gangly, Mr. McGee, better watch out. Here I come. Hi.
Oh, hi, Teeny. Hi.
Hey. Look at my new two-wheeler, mister. Oh. A new bicycle. A two-wheeler. This is a needle, huh?
Yeah, I didn't notice it at first. Well, congratulations. Hey, look, maybe you can help me out, Teeny. I'm looking for somebody. How long you been riding that bike around the neighborhood?
Well, let's see. What time is it when the little hand is on 4 and the big hand is on 3?
4:15.
And what time is it when the little hand is on 6 and the big hand is on 10?
10 to 6. Oh, then you've been riding around for over an hour, huh?
No. I just came out of the house 5 minutes ago. I've been in ever since school was out.
Well, then what's the idea asking me all that stuff about the big hand and the little hand?
Well, at 4:15 is when Mr. Wimple came over and asked me if I wanted a nice spotted dog. And 10 to 6 is when my daddy put his paper down and he took the dog away. And he and Mr. Wimple came back laughing and slapping each other on the back and gave me this new bicycle.
What?
So you see, those are red letter hours in my life, and I want to remember them forever and ever. Gee, you look tired, Mr. McGee. You want to ride home on my handlebars? They'll hold you, I bet you, because this is the real strong bike.
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Friends, I hope you'll have yourself some fun this weekend, because fun is good for you. And whether you're planning to take in a movie or visit friends, or whether you just intend to stay home and catch up on your loafing, you have to feel good to enjoy yourself. Well, when you don't feel up to having fun because of that all-in, all-over feeling with a headache or an upset stomach, you can depend on Alka-Seltzer for effective, refreshing relief. Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Now, starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. Ask at your drug counter for Speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. It's a favorite of so many for relief that does so much.
Postcard from? I didn't see this.
Came this morning. It's from Uncle Dennis, bless his heart. He's in New York City.
Yeah?
Wishes us a happy St. Patrick's Day and says he's going to march in the big parade there tomorrow. Again.
Well, I hope he makes out better than he did the year we watched him march St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, now, he just...
Remember how he went down the street carrying a rolled-up newspaper and every traffic cop he passed, he'd laugh and knock the guy's cap off?
Well, the policeman didn't mind. It was all in fun. They knew he was just kidding.
I'll never forget it. He knocked off 4 caps in the first 2 blocks, and it made him so thirsty, he stopped in the nearest bar and knocked off a 5th. Took 3 of us to get him home.
Okay, that's enough about Uncle Dennis.
Yeah, okay. So long, everybody.
Bye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. Wimple is played by Bill Thompson. Mr. Harkins was Jess Kirkpatrick. Spot was really a human named Jack Moyles. And Mr. Harkins' dog was feelingly portrayed by Mr. Thompson. We invite you back Monday as McGee demonstrates his ability with a genuine Australian boomerang. Enough said. John Wall saying see you then.
Monitor takes you everywhere, weekends on NBC Radio.